The practice of awe. I will share a mindfulness practice that we can do when experiencing a difficult emotion. We will practice using anxiety. The practice is described by the acronym AWE or AWE. AWE stands for and what else? When facing a difficult emotion, we ask ourselves, and what else is here besides the difficulty we are experiencing? Let's begin. So taking a comfortable seated upright position, coming to stillness, allowing the eyes to close or the gaze to fall towards the floor. Just noticing where you are, feeling the support underneath you. Just noticing your breath. Noticing that you're breathing. Focusing on the in-breath and the out-breath. Just noticing yourself being breathed. And bringing your attention to how you're feeling right now. If you're feeling anxious, it's a great opportunity to practice. If not, bring to mind a time when you felt some kind of fear, anxiety, worry, or agitation. And this is something that takes practice. So you should not start with something you feel would be overwhelming or traumatic. Some things are really difficult and we need the help of a counselor to work through. Make sure you have the support that you need. Recalling the situation or conversation, perhaps worry about a big presentation, a job interview, maybe an argument or a dispute. And just recalling that. And as you remember, you might start to notice anxious thoughts emerging in your mind. You might also start to notice some related sensations in the body. And just bring awareness to what is happening. But before turning more towards the anxiety, let's broaden our sphere of awareness. You may be feeling anxiety right now, but let's direct our attention away from that and actively explore our senses. So if your eyes were closed, allow them to gently open and simply orient yourself. Now notice three things in the space around you. They can be neutral or pleasant things, a book, a cup, a picture, and simply describe them to yourself in your mind. The color, the shape, the form. Just notice three things in the space around you. And now, closing your eyes or allowing your gaze to fall towards the floor again, turn your attention to the sounds around you. Turning your attention to hearing. Allowing your attention to settle on sound. Listen for three different sounds. They can be near or far. Look for pleasant or neutral sounds. Notice the vibration, the tone, the loudness or softness, any quality of the sounds that you can describe. Notice how the sounds arise and pass. Then turning the attention to taste. And this may be a bit more challenging, but just notice, can you detect any flavor in your mouth? Perhaps toothpaste or a taste left over from the last meal that you had? And just noticing what it's like to taste. And turning your attention to your sense of smell. You might take in a deeper breath here. Just noticing, can you detect any scent in the space around you? And noticing how scents can shift and change with each breath. Just noticing any aromas. And now moving to the sense of touch. Feeling the contact of your body with the chair or the ground. Notice where your hands are resting, if they're resting against each other or resting against your body. Just noticing the sensations of touch. Feel the contact of your clothes with the body. Perhaps feeling the temperature of the air on the skin. What can you notice about touch? And if you're feeling more space now, turn your attention again toward the felt sense of anxiety. However, if you feel the need for more space or grounding at any time, simply turn your attention outward using the senses again. Whatever keeps feeling calming and grounding for you. And when you do feel ready to explore the anxiety, try to sense what the wounded, frightened, or hurting place inside of you most needs. And then offer some gesture of active care that might address this need. Offer kindness to yourself as you would to a child coming to you in tears. Is a message of reassurance needed? You can tell yourself that you're okay. Offer yourself love and compassion. You might place your hand on your heart or the place where you are sensing the strong emotion. You can imagine God's love flowing into you. Knowing God is present. God is with us in everything we experience. And as we end this practice, bringing the attention back to the breath, just noticing the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, being breathed. And gently allowing the eyes to open if they were closed. Taking in the room around you. And this practice of awe can help us find something neutral or even pleasant in the midst of something difficult. We can hold our discomfort in a larger space with kindness and care. And ultimately, and what else is here, is the presence of God. Remember the practice of awe when experiencing difficult emotions. The more you practice, the less time it will take to expand your awareness and ground yourself in the moment. May you be blessed. May you be encouraged. May you be well.